Hallo und herzlich willkommen auf dem Beziehungskarussell. Ich mache diese und nächste Woche eine Indian Summer Break. Ich habe nämlich Geburtstag. Ihr sollt aber nicht ganz ohne Beziehungskarussell oder eine Nachricht von mir auskommen müssen. Und deswegen habe ich mir eine kleine Episode aus meinem englischsprachigen Podcast ausgesucht, weil ich demnächst über dieses Thema auch auf Beziehungskarussell sprechen möchte, nämlich die Beziehung zum Älterwerden. Und die Episode aus Bitch Breathe heißt Menopause at Work, also die Wechseljahre und wie man damit bei der Arbeit umgehen kann. Ich hoffe sehr, dass euch die Episode gefällt. Lasst mir gerne wieder Feedback, bewertet mit 5 Sternchen am allerliebsten und ich freue mich, wenn wir bald wieder zusammen sind. Bis dahin! Hey everybody, welcome back to, I was going to say, Bitch Breathe, but as you probably have heard through our social media channels, we have changed things up a little bit. So it's no longer just me, because I was getting a little lonely just talking about my own little thoughts in this universe. So I have invited some of my closest friends and soul sisters to join me on this format, which is why Bitch Breathe wasn't cutting it anymore. And we've renamed our podcast into Me and the Gals. And these are my gals who are joining me very happily, I hope today, from Sweden, because they're both Swedish. And if you like both, if you want to introduce yourselves real quick again.
I'm really excited about this. Hi, I'm Karina. And as you said, I'm Swedish and I'm in Sweden. And we've been friends for a long time, Rick, haven't we? And
yes.
I'm just so thrilled that I'm now officially a part of the podcast.
Yes.
Me and the gals.
Exactly. We are really happy. My name is Sofia, obviously also in Sweden. And this is going to be so exciting.
I know, I know. Okay. And some of you who have already listened have already heard Sofia and Karina speak. And you've probably already noticed or realize why I chose these gals to be with me, because I think they're some of the most inspiring and authentic women or human beings for that matter that I know. So I'm really happy for you all to be here. Aww. I'm fangirling all over you.
Oh, thank you. Oh. So sweet.
So today we're going to actually piggyback on an episode we already did before, which was menopause, and Karina and Sofia talked about it. They keep saying I'm in it. I'm still the queen of denial. So today we're going to talk about menopause at work, something I can't speak too much to, but I know that the gals surely can. So Karina, Sofia, there was one thing I was thinking about when I thought about our episode today, and that was there's Oprah, there's Hillary Clinton, there's Arianna Huffington, and like female leaders all over the world who are at an age where I can only assume they must be going through menopause, or they were at least going through it when their businesses, their careers were really peaking, even in some cases. And I thought to myself, how on earth are these women doing this? Like, I thought work-life balance with children was bad. Yeah. I thought puberty was bad. And here these women are having to go into very, very public domains, possibly experiencing a hot flash at that moment. What do you think about that? What do you say?
I don't know what to say, to be honest, because it sucks.
I think the answer is for Oprah and Hillary and Ariana. It's the paycheck.
It must be. Yeah.
You think money helps menopause? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Definitely. No. To be honest, yes, that's a very interesting question.
How do they cope?
Yeah, but I think that Oprah shared a lot of.
Maybe the question is, or rather the answer is, you need to share it, you know, you need to sort of talk about it and be open with about it. Maybe. Mm-hmm. But then again, not all world leaders can. I mean, they don't all have forums for doing that. I think Oprah do. Mm-hmm. I mean, she can just pick whatever subject.
Right. I mean, Oprah just leads on all these kinds of new things. But I'm wondering, what if like a Hillary Clinton, as you know, she ran for president twice. What if in the middle of a speech or something, she's like, oh, I'm having a hot flash. Like, what are you supposed to do in that moment?
Take off all your clothes.
Do that.
Hey, maybe she'd have been president then.
How do you cope? I don't know.
I think that they have like special meds or something.
You think?
You know, like a beta blocker or something in Swedish.
Is that a beta blocker, what you're
saying? Yes, exactly.
Oh, you think?
If you start Swedish now, I can no longer participate.
Okay.
I'm like, what?
This is a very good question.
Mm-hmm. I find, I mean, I can only speak from my own experience, but I think that, I mean, there are some stuff that you of course can live with and work at work, I mean, being through menopause, but there are some that you really can't, especially the hot flashes. And the thing is that I think you have different experiences of them, because I, for instance, when I got them, I felt a bit, how do you say?
Like you were blushing.
No. Like I was trying, you know, I felt like I was going to be sick.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. Do you mean you felt nauseous?
Oh. A little bit. Okay. Just a couple of seconds before, and you think like, oh, no, am I going
to... Oh, my God, does the nausea ever end? Pregnancy, ovulation, menopause?
Yeah.
Am I just going to feel like I want to puke all day?
Yeah, but it's not like you feel like you want to puke, but...
Mm-hmm. You feel like something is terribly wrong.
It's like, yeah, oh, what is going to happen now? Am I going to... get a cold, or do I have the flu, or am I nauseous, or I don't mm-hmm. know. And it takes about a couple of seconds, and then you realize, because then the hot flash will come, you know, like a wave through you. And I had two different ones. One, which was one you can just live with, and it's okay. But then I had the one that I called...
That was mysterious.
Yeah, and then I have one that was called... I called it sweating from your knees.
Your knees and up.
Oh, yeah. And
it is like a wave, mm-hmm. right?
And
mm-hmm.
when you have those from the knees, then I only wish I wasn't at work, you know, because then you really... You have to take off your clothes. You have to.
So, but let's say you are at work, and though I think in your case, many people would be... quite positively thrilled that you were about to do that. Let's say you're experiencing a hot flash and you're at work. Has this happened to you? And have there been other symptoms at work where you felt like, yeah, I want to say embarrassed, but I don't want to put words in your mouth.
But you see, that's what it is. It is embarrassing.
No.
Because you're not supposed to be going through it.
What?
I mean, can you imagine all the meetings we've been in where there are almost all the time men? And you'd... I mean, you don't mention it, do you?
No, I don't enter the meeting saying, hi, I'm Sophia, I'm in menopause. But I...
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, that would be awesome.
But I would totally do it, I mean, not so dramatic. I would say if I got the hot flash saying that, you know, I mean, you know, one of those, flashes or whatever. I mean, most of them must have wives.
So you think transparency, even at work, would be a solution, even, let's say, towards, I'm going to put it in a very sort of in quotes polemic style, towards old white men? You're right. They have wives. They must know what we're talking about.
Yeah, but you see, a lot of our friends, they don't talk about the menopause. Okay, I'm being controversial. Yeah, but
with
it's
their partners.
With their partners. No. Some of them, they don't even know that they take the hormone replacement.
I find that very strange.
Why don't they talk about it? Do you have an inkling? I mean, this is pure speculation now, but I'm interested.
Because I think in a certain generation, it is still connected to a feeling of shame or a feeling of you're not supposed to be in
it's
this
it's so
state.
Difficult for a man to understand it. I mean, they can grasp it. I mean,
well, do we really need them to understand, or do we just need them to make room for us as we go through it? Because quite frankly, I don't understand half of it.
How can they understand it when we can't understand?
But if I can go back a bit, mm-hmm. you said experiences at work. The worst thing is not the hot flashes. I have to correct mm-hmm. myself. It's it's actually the brain fog, because I can't look at numbers anymore, and I can't look big chunks of texts, and I zoom out very easily. Mm-hmm. If somebody's talking, mm-hmm. I can just see mm-hmm. a mouth moving, so blah, 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 and I go like. And they ask me something, and I go like, What? Yes? Or I just say, yeah, yeah.
Mm. Lack of focus, you mean?
Yeah, it's very difficult to focus. Yeah.
No, I also found the brain fog is difficult.
Very difficult, I think. Because.
So do you think, you know, having sort of integrated that these things do happen, should there be allowances for women going through this, like a day in the month or a couple of them where they work from home or they just take a sick day without that be coming out of their pay? Or is that actually going to add to the stigmatization of women being too emotional, too much physiological stuff going on to properly take on full leadership? I worry about that. Like on the one hand, yes, full transparency. But on the other, are they then going to say, yep, bunch of hormones, it's that day of the month or those days of the month? What do you think? Should there be allowances?
No, I don't think so, because that would be to sort of put the woman aside for a bit. Like, I think it's better to work on the other side, to say, let's talk more about it. Let's be more understanding with women on the workplace that this is happening.
What I mean, overall,
you, can we open the window kind of thing?
Instead
of saying, please go home and be sick.
So I see what you're saying. So really having an integrative approach is what you're saying. Like being at work, being allowed to perform my job whilst being compromised by certain physiological
But I think actually
symptoms.
Men can stay home because they they are also in the menopause, the male menopause, but nobody talks about that either. And it
please tell me about this one. I don't know anything about male menopause.
The signs and the symptoms are that they are super grumpy, and when they reach a certain age, they get so grumpy, and that's actually the male menopause. So I think they could stay home also, because grumpiness is...
I think, you know, if we were to just turn everything around and say, the day when a woman at a workplace gets her first hot flush, she should buy a cake. Mm. And invite everybody to the coffee room and say, hey, let's celebrate. I'm moving into something different. I'm moving into another stage in my life, and I want you all to be welcome and get to know the new me.
That's an interesting approach.
What would that feel like to actually just turn it totally around and say, hey, this is something very positive. What's happening to me? It might be difficult because I'll be a new person.
Like a rite of passage. Yeah. You know how so many cultures for their teenagers, when their girls start bleeding, they start their period, or the boys start to become men, whatever that, however that gets manifested, they take these children into groups and they properly transition them into adulthood. So maybe we need an acknowledgement and a transitional celebration. Yeah.
That's interesting that you say so, because you with the cake.
Of course, I don't know if I want.
No,
cake.
I want champagne, but
of course,
like a symbol,
something that celebrates.
We understand.
Yeah. I think I'm thinking of a handbag by a certain designer.
Yeah, exactly. I was just going to say that the cake, I think it's a very sweet idea, and my father, he bought me a cake when I got my first period.
Did
you? Yeah, didn't I tell you?
No way.
He bought the cake. He went to the shop and bought the cake and came home, and my mother was there, and he said, now let's celebrate that there are two women in the family.
Oh, if there were only more fathers like that. My God.
Because he was at home with me when it happened. Mm. My mother wasn't. So he didn't want to, you know, he didn't want it to be. He was very sweet.
I love that he doesn't seem to have been nervous around
my
this father change in you. That there was just
he's super cool, and he is very
amazing.
Authentic.
I think we need to start like a menopause movement to change the whole thing around into something positive.
I think there's a little bit of that happening. You know, if I can just say, from a very personal point of view, as someone who apparently, according to Sophia, I'm right smack in the middle of perimenopause. No one ever heard that.
Yeah.
I wonder, speaking of brain fog, where was I going with that? No, but I wonder, honestly, I find the whole idea, and I wonder if this comes up for you, at work you want to be professional, you want to be able to perform on all these things. But for me, it also has to do with being in a position of leadership, and with that a certain, like, it feels like I'm telling people I'm old now.
I know.
And that is my struggle. Mm-hmm. I know that. But what about it? What do you think?
See, I feel the same, because I don't know why I have this feeling of, okay, now I'm old.
Oh, no, this is so, such
I actually
a
don't feel
terrible
old,
subject.
You know? But it's like menopause is strongly connected to, okay, you're old now, no good, bye-bye kind of thing.
That's not familiar.
So that's why we need more transparency, I think.
To be honest, and you're in some sort of leadership position, you mm-hmm. The older you get, the better leader you will become, because you will, you know, you will have more knowledge about other people, more knowledge about yourself. So you should actually be able to embrace the whole fact that you are in menopause, because then you can just forget mm-hmm. about your periods, and you can forget about that and just go, you know, and be yourself more. Maybe that's what it is, the age of becoming yourself with the good stuff mm-hmm. and the bad stuff.
Karina, just to pick up on that thread there, if we just became more transparent about it, then we wouldn't have to worry about it also having all these negative connotations of age. And you know how they take old trains and put them on the side tracks, like, okay, you're done, thank you.
Yeah.
You know, because I also agree, the older I get, the less distracted I am easily by, you know, new partners. Mm-hmm. In my case, they always distract me. A new partner shows up, I'm like, okay, bye. You know, like, I'm out for a while. And also, like, we don't have to raise small children anymore, which is the biggest distraction yes. of all. And we're not maybe so busy with what people think of us, because we're just doing our own thing and hoping that authenticity will exactly. suffice mm-hmm. in how we lead. So I think, yeah, I think there's still a lot of sort of, as they say in Germany, Aufklärungsarbeit, mm-hmm, yeah. so sort of explanatory work yeah. ahead of us. But I was wondering something else.
Can I just say, Sophia, that menopause is not making me feel old, because I know mm-hmm. that, you know, I wasn't supposed to be in menopause because of my mm-hmm. surgery. I came into menopause mm-hmm. maybe 10 years earlier than I should, so I don't feel old. But in that case, in that sense, but Karina and her kids and her grandchildren, they make me feel old. So,
I'm so sorry.
That's the thing that makes me feel old. Yeah, but not. It's like, oh my God, I'm the third generation now. I'm just skipping through towards the grave.
But that goes together with what we once said. I remember we had this conversation where we said, we don't feel old, but society is throwing images back at us of what they expect who we are, that we're like, I'm sorry, that doesn't go together. I've never been better. Like, I've never known more what my body wants, what I want sexually, what I want in a partner, what I want mm-hmm. from work, right? But society's telling me, yeah, well, it's too late, lady. You
know? I don't agree.
Wait a second.
You don't agree?
No, I don't agree.
Don't you think that society gives you this picture of you?
Yes,
well, maybe not of you, because you're so young.
No, I mean, not so much the age, but when the menopause strikes.
Maybe, but I am not, you know, I don't know. But I think that, of course, I know that people will say, what is she talking about? But I know it's difficult for women to get older in the society. But me personally, I haven't experienced it except for the brain fog. And I think that comes eventually anyway.
But you know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking right now, as you say that, it is a bit of, that is actually one of the advantages of being an entrepreneur and working for yourself in your own business. Mm-hmm. Because being an employee where you have a lot of co-workers and people from all different kinds of age groups, you are mm-hmm. more sort of in focus due to your age, I think. Women mm-hmm. after 40 in Sweden are not, I mean, it's really hard to get a job after 40.
You say that all the time, but sorry that I'm interrupting you.
I think that's changing, at least in Germany. I mean, I'm over 40.
Yeah, we have a living example of a very good friend of ours. She got a job recently at an advertising agency, and she's, I think, 56.
I think a lot is changing, yeah. So listen, we have to wrap up soon, unfortunately. I know we could always talk forever, but I've got two more questions. And the first one is, from your experience, how can we spot and support women experiencing menopause at work? What are some of the things that we could do to actively help them out in that situation?
Excuse me, but how do you mean with spot? You mean how do we...
Like, how do we... Sometimes, like you said, women aren't going to talk about it. But there's something going on. And is it then helpful to say, listen, I think I might know what's going on right now? The fact that you can't remember your presentation. Let me just tell you, just take a few breaths or whatever it is. Like, how do we, how do we spot them? But more importantly, how do we support each other in front of men who are there, in front of other coworkers? What would be a smart way to do that without putting that person on the spot? I was just thinking about it. Like, how could I help when I notice
also in denial?
Exactly.
Also,
I'm not hearing this. I know who is in denial.
Yeah.
I mean, if you kind of help, try to help them, you try to, you know, give them support.
I'll smack you and be
And maybe they go, hey, I'm not in menopause. What are you talking about?
I
just
29.
Forgot my whole presentation. I mean, that's normal.
Okay, so let's say she's not in denial, like nobody we know. How do we support them? So do we just sort of take them aside after a meeting and be like, hey, you know, I know what you're going through? Or do we just sort of pretend it didn't happen? That seems a very old-fashioned way to go for me, for example.
I think that maybe I would do it a little bit different. I wouldn't say, you know, hey, I know what you're going through, because I obviously don't know what she's going through. But I would say that, you know, I would refer to my own experience and say, you know, oh, I know it's just horrible when you forget stuff like that. And
I do the same.
I do the same. So that person would, I mean, people who are not in menopause, I think they will, you know, they listen to this and they probably say, I mean, what's the big deal if you forget something? But it is actually very, very disturbing, because it's like big chunks of stuff. You don't know where you've been. I don't know where I have been and where I'm going. And I don't know.
You know, you're here right now.
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, but you know, I could easily, if somebody was asking me, you know, maybe tomorrow, and they would ask me, did you record a podcast yesterday? Yeah, I think so. I wouldn't remember which day.
I think a good way is always to sort of refer to yourself and your own situation.
Me.
You know, but to make them feel included, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, some people maybe don't want to talk about it. I don't know.
It doesn't feel teachy, I guess. I don't know those people.
No, I know.
Okay. So lastly, we're probably going to have yet another episode on this, because I feel like there's so much to say and so much to explain for those who want to hear it. We're going to play my favorite game, Finish This Sentence, if you like. So for each of you, I want to say, finish this sentence. Menopause has taught me...
patience.
Oh, I was just going to say the same thing.
I was faster than you.
Oh, you people are repulsive with your thinking the same things all the time.
It's definitely patience for me.
Patience and actually being in the now.
Yes. I love that.
That's because a good thing.
Because
see,
you have
this
no
should be celebrated.
Yeah, but you know, you have no other option. I mean, you have to be in the now.
It's forcing you into this.
I love that. That's a good finishing sentence. So with menopause at work, you just have to be in the now.
Yes.
That sounds really, really good. All right, gals. Well, thanks again. Thank you so much for sharing your experience. And I look forward to having you with me next time. Bye.
So, bye, honey. Bye.